When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
With you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night. That's right. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. Very, very busy show tonight. And look, this is the perfect night. As you know, it's Tuesday. And that means that we've got George in the mix. And we have Yankees-Cleveland, game number two. In the boogie down, of course, Yankees up one game to nothing, and now up 1-0 in this game. But really, that's, you know, they've left small villages on the base paths the last couple of nights, and they really should have a lot more runs than they do. We're going to spend a lot of time with that. Lots of pucks as well, which is a good thing with George here. We've got lots of NFL to do. Forget just the games that happened this past weekend and starting to look ahead to the games in Week 7. We had two massive trades today in the NFL. We have another coach who I can't figure it out. And in fact, I usually tell you on Tuesdays, Joe is out on assignment looking for all the college coaches who did him wrong over the weekend. And trust me, there's a few from this past Saturday. But tonight, actually, Joe's out on assignment. He's going to Mike Tomlin's house because Joe is so infuriated that this guy is going to start Russell Wilson Sunday night and sit Justin Fields down. That Joe needs to go and have a word with him. So that's where Lisi's at for this evening. Mike Carver with you, as we said, sans Joe. George Kurtz, great night for him. Playoff baseball with the Yankees, tons of pucks, lots of football. George, good to see you as always.
Thanks, Mike. Always good to be here talking sports with you. I want to assume that Tom was just playing games with the Jets. You know, that's who they play. It doesn't want to give him the... come on, you can't be thinking about replacing Justin Fields. I know he is. I mean, is this a situation where did he give Wilson his word? Oh, is that why? And they just want to go back on his word? Nothing else makes sense here.
I've said this to Joe for over a month, and this is even when, you know, those first couple weeks where Russ was first heard and they didn't know what they were going to do. That was a pretty good – who got into that, George? That hit that pretty deep to center. Whoever that hits after
Nailer. That was a fly ball. Can of corn. Sit down.
Nailer did start the top of the second, ripped the ball into a right field corner. The problem is Nailer weighs like 3 1/4, and there was no chance that he was going to get to second base on that hit. So Nailer's a very, very big boy, and he got held to a single on that. As I was saying, George, I've told Joe since really the start of the season, I don't know what it is that Tomlin said to Russell Wilson when he signed with the Steelers, but he must have had some handshake, gentleman's agreement with him that he was going to be the Steelers' starting quarterback. And when Russ was hurt in camp and to start the year, Mike must have still said, you know, when you're healthy, I'm going to give you your fair shot. That, George, is the only thing I could possibly think as to why Tomlin is doing this. Because when you have a 4-2 football team, and they're not the 99 Rams here in terms of moving the football and scoring points. But when you're 4-2, your quarterback has some mobility. I don't know, George. It's not like, and again, who's coming in? I mean, Russell Wilson, you watched him the last couple of years? I think Tomlin promised him something, and he's looking to fulfill his promises.
That's the only thing that really remotely makes sense here. Because if it ain't broke, you don't fix it, especially in the NFL. You are 4-2. And by the way, you're playing the Jets. All right? That's a pretty good defense there. I'm not so sure that's where you want Russell Wilson going up against. I mean, it makes no sense on so many levels. I might feel differently, Mike, if Russell Wilson had been the quarterback of the Steelers for the last 10 years. All right, fine. He's a lesser quarterback, but, you know, you owe him that. Right. Tomlin owes him nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, this is not the same guy that was great with Seattle. I could sort of understand that if he was still in the prime of his career and, you know, and somehow they got him off Seattle. Fine, I get it. He's not that guy anymore. He's an average quarterback at best, and that's being nice. All right, that's being nice, average. Justin Fields, who this offense is not even designed for Justin Fields, by the way, has gotten you to 4-2. He makes your offensive line better because he can scramble and get out of sacks here. You play Russell Wilson, you're not a 4-2 team. I really hope he's just trying to keep the Jets guessing. I don't think he is, by the way. I think he actually is considering
I believe he's playing him. Like, I watch all of his press conferences every week to try to get stuff that we play with Scotty on Coast to Coast because he loves Tomlin. And he has really been on that line all year that when Russ is healthy, he wants to give him an opportunity with the ones. If they were 2-4, it's a hell of a lot easier to do than when you're 4-2. Is to finally put him in there. And you got a primetime game at home. It just makes no sense to me whatsoever that's going to go on here. So we're going to discuss that and all the rest of football. Top two, let's get in this Yankee game a little bit here, George. Yankees are up 1-0. The first inning, it was kind of like last night what they did in the first inning. Yankees obviously got the Soto homer and the Stanton homer at the beginning and the end. But in the middle, George, it was a lot of wild pitches, shoddy play, mistakes by Cleveland. That's what the Yankees built that lead on. And then tonight, Yankees start off double by Torres, single by Soto. Two guys getting on. Here comes Judge, pops it up in the middle of the infield. And that was Rocchio, right? The shortstop, George, who fumbled the ball, hits off his glove, rolls into the outfield. A pop-up. It was like a Louis Castillo, if you remember that. From the Subway Series back in the day, it was very similar there. And Judge gets on. Torres comes around to score. Still with two on. Wells couldn't do nothing. Stanton flew out. And then Jazz struck out. So they had no outs. First and second with a gift run in. And they couldn't do anything, George. And I think you said it perfectly to me before we started off the air. This won't fly against the really good teams. Like, you need to be able to capitalize when they're giving you mistakes, and the Yankees should have got more than one run in that first inning.
It's been really a tale, not only with the postseason, really most of the regular season as well. The Yankees have just not hit very well with people on base here. Kansas City gave them either extra outs or gave them extra runs. Cleveland's done the same thing here. The Yankees are playing, I think somebody in the, I didn't come up with this, someone I think in the Athletic. The Yankees are playing B-minus baseball, but they're playing C teams. So they're winning. Yeah. So, and that is the truth right now. And you know, if they play, no matter what you think about the Mets, they're playing decent ball here. Dodgers, we know of a Dodgers here. If you make these same kind of mistakes against those two teams, you're not going to win. They will take advantage of their opportunities here. Both teams on offense. They may have issues on pitching, both squads here, but on offense, they will they'll take advantage of mistakes here, which the Yankees have not done. They can make life a whole lot easier on themselves and the pitching staff. Get those extra outs. If Cleveland's going to give it to you, take them.
Got to take the extra outs, especially in these spots. I mean, even last night, you know, that game was 5-2. They could have really blown that game open last night. Like, that game could have been a complete laugher if they could have just got a couple of hits after those wild pitches and really poured that game on. And then they wouldn't have had to use Weaver last night for five outs like they had to do in that game. So, Yankees have been playing with a little fire, but like you said, they're playing C teams, and that's made a difference here. And I do think they're going to hit this guy. You saw them get a couple on. I think that they're going to find a couple of balls getting the seats here off of this guy, Bibby, for as long as they leave him out here. I don't think he's that great either, George. And what you need to do is build a lead. We know the playbook. You don't want to be down going into the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th against this Cleveland team. If you could do what you did last night again, get up 2, 3, 4 runs, you can avoid those situations. And if they take a 2-0 lead to Cleveland, I think they're going to be in good shape. We're just getting going. Carver and Lisi on a Tuesday night. George Kurtz in for Joe. We're rocking with you, SiriusXM Channel 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159, here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver, sans Joe. Joe out on assignment. George Kurtz is here with us as usual on a Tuesday night, and we have a lot to do. We're going to get to all this stuff, the Adams trade, Amari Cooper trade, all the games this week, tons of NFL to do, but obviously me and George are also going to be locked in on Yankees, and I'm sorry, George, I still can't stand calling them Guardians, and I still call the Yankees and the Indians, Cleveland, as they get going. You know, John was doing it the other night, too. Obviously, with John, I don't think it's on purpose. I think that John just sometimes forgets what year it is, but Sterling was doing the game the other night, and he kept calling them the Indians as well, but I don't think that that's to be too unexpected, right, George? If you hear it from John might think it's 1975.
Yeah,
when he's up there in the
booth. I'm not sure John knows where what year we're in here, but listen, Sterling's great. I know he's calling the games again. They somehow he's out of retirement. Whatever he's doing here.
I know.
Good for you, John.
I know.
Good for you. I've interviewed him at times. He's actually a fun guy to talk to. But
John's a good dude.
Yeah,
he's a good dude. He's done it forever, and he's getting one last little run here for the playoffs. Yankees got the leadoff man on in the bottom of the second. Anthony Volpe with a single up the middle.
More than that.
And Anthony Rizzo with a single to right center as well. Volpe aggressive, goes to third, which is what the Yankees need, George. All right, here we go again. This is just like last night early in the ball game, just like in the first
inning.
They'll
get a run.
We have a few on.
That's it.
We got to get these runs in. And what do
it's
we
Verdugo.
Got?
Verdugo. He'll best do a double play. Probably a double play by Verdugo, but that'll get you a run.
Come on.
It's what they do. What are they? Something. I mean, they're something like 5 for 40 with runners scoring in this postseason. They were 0 for 6 last night. I guess tonight, the Soto hit was a hit with the people on base, but
it technically was. Yeah, Torres was. Right, on
so
second.
They 1 for 4 then. Judge out.
Yeah.
Wells out. One for five because of the error. The error's an out. So they're 1 for 5 right now. And the one, like I said, the one hit didn't score a run. That is pure Yankees. Pure Yankees. 1 for 5 with runners on scoring position, and the one hit did not score a run.
And I just locked it up because I do have FanDuel open. They just locked it up, so we'll see if Verdugo. George is always ahead of me, by the way. So George is going to know what happens in the Yankee game.
You'll see
well
a look on my face when something happens. Verdugo bounced the ball to second base more than any play. And this is, once again, this is not me being sarcastic, than anybody in history. And he grounds out the second a lot, to put it nicely here. So it wouldn't shock me.
Well, I think he did a little bit more than that.
I think he made a liar of me. He did make a liar of me. And I'm very happy he did.
Yankees with a hit and scored. Wow, sprays it down the left field line into the corner. That touch of
fan, excuse me. Excuse me.
Wow. So how about that? And I'll tell you this. Yankees are now, 4-5? This is their 6th game of the playoffs. Verdugo's got more big hits than Judge has through 5 games and 2 innings so far. Because he had a couple in the Kansas City series as well. Verdugo,
he won the one game.
Especially game one.
And he won. He won game two.
He had a couple of big
game
hits.
One.
So, hey. Double here, so 2-0 Yankees. And now again, George, second, third, nobody out with the top
productive
of the order.
Outs. We don't even need hits anymore. 2 productive outs, it's 4-0. I'm not being greedy. Right. Two productive outs, two sacrifice flies.
And 4-0 with Cole on the mound, you'd like to think, feel really good about. If you give Cole a 4-0 lead, you'll feel good about it. Yankees right now, minus 2,500 on the live line, money line. Guardians plus 900, 9-1. Yankees minus 4.5 at even money. And then 8.5 for the total. How about
I'm on the Yankees, but I'm also on the under.
George, they must have just got a hit for that to happen. They must have, for that to go to 4.5. I'm sure there's a hit because it just locked right after that. But we'll see here. Now, this Bibby, he's in a lot of trouble now. And I think this is the way, make the Guardians use, run that pen out as much as possible. Make them have to use even their high leverage guys in earlier spots just to get them out of the way.
This team drives me insane.
Uh-oh.
What's the first thing Torres do? Swing at the first pitch and pop it up.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, and that's
it's amazing.
They're going up there, grinding at bats. They're doing. Torres has not done that. He is always swinging away. First pitch right out of the blocks. Swinging away. Unbelievable.
By the way,
all right, so Soto
would you
and
walk
Judge.
Soto here? Would you walk Soto?
No. No. I think I
would
hear that.
Soto is hit. Judge has not. I would walk Soto. I'm not letting him beat me.
You can't.
I got Judge
right
now.
You can't
walk
Soto to get to Judge with the bases loaded.
It would be a gutsy call here, but I don't let the hot guy beat me. I know Judge is.
Are they taking this guy out
now?
Are they taking Bibby out?
You go down 2-0. It's all pretty much all over with the crying here.
I
wouldn't blame him, but you crush your bullpen. Now they did remember they took Cobb off the roster because of whatever fake injury they came up with. So
right,
they call somebody else in, so they do have an extra reliever, a fresh reliever.
They're
walking
Lively.
They are walking him.
They're walking him?
Yeah. I just saw Volt put up the four fingers.
This is the spot right here. So now look. Now there's other things at play here as well, George. Aside from the fact that Judge has been ice cold, there's also is one out. You're setting up the force for and you're setting up a double play. Now, you could get heavily burned here, kind of like what happened to the Dodgers with Vientos yesterday.
Yes.
You could get burned in a spot like this, and God, I hope. Even get me that RBI.
They're taking pitcher out.
Get the RBI.
They're taking baby out. He's gone.
How about that for me? Get the fly ball at least for that boost. The RBI and the win. Let's go.
All they want. I'm not a greedy guy, man. A sack fly, I'll take it and run. All right?
Yeah.
It should be 4-0. I'll take 3.
So they're taking – and Bibby's shaking his head. He doesn't look happy, George, that he's getting yanked in the second inning of this game. But you said it. You can't lose this game. You're not winning 4 out of 5 against the Yankees, even if you're going home for 3. Harvard and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Tuesday night. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, so as we were going to break, we told you the Yankees, the Guardians, I should say, walked Soto to get to Judge to load the bases with one out. They bring in Cade Smith, and this is what I was mentioning to you before, George. You're taking one of their heavy back-end guys. Smith is excellent this year. I mean, this guy strikes out tons of batters. He pitched in every game in the Tigers series. He is one of their guys, and they got to use him here, and I don't blame Vogt for doing this. Using him in the second inning of this game while it's 2-0 and the base is stacked. George watching intently. And George, he got one here, but it's going to be a fly out. Enough for the run?
It's a sack fly. It's
okay.
The sack fly.
Okay.
So that's a good in. At-bat. That's a good at-bat. Right. He had it 1-2. I'm a little surprised that K didn't go with an off-speed pitch there. He gave me another fastball. It was pretty much right there. And Judge got a hold of it. So I said, that's a good at-bat. That's a productive out. If the Yankees did more productive outs, they would win games so much easier. But that was a good at-bat by Judge. Get the run in. Do the minimum you had to do there, and he did that. But as you said here,
now,
Cleveland's feeling it. Cleveland's feeling it because they know they can't lose here. So you're bringing in your best, other than Clase, your best reliever. That's what this guy is.
Yep.
He's fantastic. And you're going to burn him for a couple of
innings.
Certainly
is. Can this guy Wells actually – does he have a hit in the playoffs? 0-95 he's hitting. Can this guy actually put a ball in play? All I've done, George, is see this guy strike out over and over and over and over and over again. Right, when is this guy going to get
it? He's a rookie. He may also be feeling the it there. He is a rookie here. He is better. He struck out again, by the way. He's better when he goes to left field. When he doesn't try to pull everything, when he goes to left field, he's a much better hitter there. Kay Smith actually came in and did a very good job when you think about it situation in Yankee Stadium. That was a good move by Vogt. Yankees got – we would have liked to have four, you know, but for my bets, it's good. Like I said, I'm on the Yankees and the under. So I certainly didn't want to see a big inning as far as that's concerned here. But as far as the Yankees, you got a 3-0 lead. You give it to Cole here. I mean, you should have more. It should probably be 4 or 5-0 here. A couple of clutch hits. It would be that. But we'll take it and run.
Yeah, you'll take it in one. That's for sure. So 3-0 Yankees here as they go to the top of the third. Cole on the mound. Guardians haven't done much with him yet today. Right now, Yankees are now -1400. With +680 for Cleveland. And that total went down to 7.5. You know, 7.5, George, with 3 on the board in the top of the third. I mean, I feel like it probably should be a little bit higher than that right now. But I'm good enough, George, with the Yankees winning. That's going to be good enough for me tonight. I'm not going to dabble in the total here, especially since I don't know what. Now, Cleveland could probably go another one with Smith. You'd think Smith's probably going to pitch the third inning for them as well. But they're eventually going to have to bring one of these other guys in that maybe the Yankees can attack later on.
Yeah. I think it depends on how the game goes now. I think they were bringing in Smith here to keep it close. And right now it's still close, right? Still 3-0. You still have a shot here with 7 innings left in the game here. I think how far Smith goes will depend. He'll go the next inning, no doubt. And then, is it still 3-0? Is it 4-0? What's the score here? Because if he goes anything further, well, then you're probably not going to have him for Thursday, game 3. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. It'll be a little iffy, depending on how many pitches he's thrown here, but it'll be over 30. And generally over 30, right. 40 pitches, you know, 2 days off here. So it'll be iffy with them, but you can see what Vogt's thinking. We lose tonight, it may not matter.
Got to make him work, George. That's what it all comes down to. You got to make the guy work a little bit here. So they're coming back from a break here, top of the third for that. I have not asked you this yet, George, and I got a minute for the break, and if we need to, we'll come back after and you can finish it off. What do you got? I mean, there's a ton of hockey tonight. What do you got with the hockey here? The Knights are actually losing. They were 3-0 to start the year. Tampa obviously hasn't gotten to play much because they've had some games canceled. Early on in their season, they're up against Vancouver 2-0. Devils Carolina tonight. Pretty good hockey slate, George.
Yeah, well, Tuesday night's always a good hockey slate. That's why I love being on the show with you. Tuesday nights, we'll always have hockey, right? Yeah, usually we have an Islanders too, but not tonight. You mentioned Jersey and Carolina. Generally, I don't like to bet teams on coming on back-to-back nights here, but hard. I mean, you can give me plus money with the Devils here. Carolina's only played one game this season since they had the game Saturday canceled because of the hurricane here. So I took the Devils with the plus money and the under in the game here. Devils, they're just not letting up goals to anybody here. I took Florida as well here. Figured that maybe Columbus a little emotional tonight with that tribute to Johnny Gaudreau.
Yes, indeed. And they did a very nice job with that pregame from Gaudreau. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159 here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. Carver and Lisi, Mike Carver, Sands, Joe. Joe out on assignment. George Kurtz is with us as per usual on a Tuesday night. Yankees and Guardians. So Cole here in the top of the third after now being given a 3-0 lead gives up a single to Rocchio and then a walk to Kwan. And the problem here is, George, there's obviously not, you know, in terms of dangerous hitters who you don't want with guys on base, there's really only, I would say, two in this lineup. Now, there are absolutely guys who could hurt you. There are. I mean, Thomas can absolutely hurt you. And, you know, when Noel's in the lineup, he can hurt you. But it's Jose Ramirez and it's Naylor. Like, those are the two guys you don't want up. when there's guys on base. And here we go now. We have flipped over to the top of the order. Manzardo's up, and then who's up next is Ramirez. So this is a big batter for Cole here to try to get Manzardo out before he has to face Ramirez with some guys on base. Maybe get a double play here.
Absolutely. And Ramirez in the first inning was right on Cole. He had a couple of shots there. And that shot on the bat looked like it actually might be a home run, but he got off the end of the bat. Didn't go anywhere, even in Yankee Stadium. Cold night in Yankee Stadium here. So you're absolutely right. You got to get the guys out who you got to get out. And Manzanar is one of them. All right. He's not a guy, as you said, they're all major league hitters. They can all hit, but he's not someone you're worried about. Ramirez, you are absolutely worried about. We know this guy's an all-star, or one of the best hitters in the game here. So, and you don't want to let the, once again, you don't want to let the big man beat you. So, yeah, I'm looking at it the same thing as you. You're going to maybe get a double play here. You can't walk Kwan. All right, you can't do it for a guy.
You can't.
What's your worst-case scenario is a double down the line. That's your worst-case scenario with Kwan. He's not going to hit you out here. You can't walk him. You know, to make it first and second, that just can't happen there. So Cole's been a little off. His off-speed stuff, he's not throwing for strikes. I think that's his biggest problem right now, as we just see again, as he's behind 2-1.
Yeah, and there's only two guys that had significant numbers off of Cole, and that's the same thing, Ramirez and Naylor. Ramirez, I think, he had two homers off him and was hitting in the 300s. Naylor had three homers off of him in his career. So Cole does give up homers. The one thing I'll say about him is he's usually good just giving up solo homers. That usually doesn't give them up when there's guys on base. But you really don't want to chance it here. Man, he didn't. He go around there, George?
Not even close. He's not throwing the breaking stuff for strikes. It's not even coming close to strikes. They're laying off it and sitting on the fastball. That's Cole's biggest problem right now. It's once again, he can't throw the breaking stuff for strikes here. Manzanotto may have helped him there, swinging at a ball that was probably out of the zone, whether or not Cole was going to get the call or not. I guess we'll never know now.
That was ball
four.
That was high and away. That was absolutely going to be ball four and load the bases for Ramirez. They're not going to send the runners behind this 3-2 pitch.
They're not going to take a chance that Manzanotto strikes out and Ramirez doesn't get the bat.
You can't do that. Not with your best hitter standing on deck. You cannot run into outs in any shape or form with this. So we have other, as we wait to see what he popped up.
Popped him up.
Popped it up. So two outs now.
If you're an old school Yankee fan, that's what Bill White said when Yastrzemski popped up in 78. Popped him up.
Nettles.
Nettles had a great line in that pop-up from Yastrzemski, by the way. Nettles goes, he was thinking, Goose, get the, he used slightly stronger language, but Goose, pop this MF-er up. And then when he did, he said, oh, but not to me. You know, Nettles didn't like pop-ups, which a lot of infielders don't like, especially third baseman.
Infielders don't like those high pop-ups. They're not big fans of those, George, that's for sure. So Ramirez coming up here, first and second, top three, two out. For the Guardians. A couple other hockey scores. 2-0 Seattle leads Nashville. Surprising. Nashville's gotten out to a slow start, of course, after all their new acquisitions. That Columbus game you quickly mentioned, we were kind of firing it to the break. 2-2 Panthers-Columbus late in the second period. Very emotional night there at Nationwide, of course. The Gaudreau family in attendance. Everyone was wearing the 13 jerseys in the warm-ups. They waited 13 seconds to drop the puck. An awful situation, George, that they probably handled as well as you could possibly handle it with everything that was going on. And me and Pharrell were saying on Coast to Coast today, we did kind of lean to the Jackets to maybe have a little extra zip tonight to maybe get that with the price that they had on the money line.
I think I agree with you, the extra zip there, but I think that ends after the first period, and then you're playing hockey after that. You know, I think you sort of lose that extra momentum here. So I think the advantage does go to Florida now that they've survived here. No Matthew Tkachuk for them, right? He's out with the illness, which was a pretty good illness since they knew he was going to be out a week. So he's going to be out for a little while here. It is the backup goalie, by the way. Not that anything wrong with Spencer Knight, but it's not Bob either.
They get Naylor here. Cole gets him to fly out pretty weakly to center field, George. So nice job by Cole working himself out of trouble. Gets the pop-up and the fly-out to center, and they go to the bottom of the third in the Bronx with the Yankees still leading 3-0. Later on, and Carolina just took a 2-1 lead on the Devils as well there late in the second period. So 2-1 Carolina. And a couple other games tonight. Flyers are in Edmonton. Oilers are 0-3, George, start the year.
They've scored three goals.
That's very surprising as well.
They're not losing tonight, right, Mike? They're not losing tonight.
I don't think so. I don't. And the Flyers have already gotten a win in Western Canada. I was saying it. I prefer to take that trip when the Flyers are getting it. You get that trip first three games of the season, never have to go back for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I prefer that than going in the middle of February or going in the middle. I like getting the Western Canada trip. If you're an East Coast team, out of the way fairly early in the season. Nashville scores to make it 2-1. So Nashville's showing a little pushback now. You could still get them at plus 104.
Yeah.
And Calgary on the flip side of Edmonton is 3-0 to start the year with the dreadful Blackhawks in the Saddle Dome tonight with a minus 155. For the Flames in that game. So tons of pucks that we have working here. I don't think that's a little surprising.
I think the Stars and Oilers in a parlay, by the way. I went to Captain Chalk tonight. Stars, Oilers, parlay. Those are the two biggest favorites. I thought about Calgary, but I don't think Chicago's a – they're not a barn fire. They're just a dumpster fire.
The Stars were heavy lumber tonight, right? I mean, they were like, what, 280,
375? 300? I think it was 375. Yeah.
375.
A little
they
nuts here. They're one of the few teams that we thought would be going to be great that are playing great. Right? They're not letting up goals. Doesn't matter who's in net there. They look good. The Stars look really good. But they always look good early. My problem, Stars are an older team. I know they don't have Pavelski anymore, but they're a little older. They still got Ben. You still got Seguin, who Seguin's not playing tonight, by the way. He's out.
Yeah.
And Ettinger generally doesn't play as well when it matters as he does. It's funny because when he first came up, he was great in the playoffs. And now he hasn't quite been that guy since. It was still sort of waiting for him to be that guy to take this team to the next level.
Certainly are. Bottom three here, as the Yankees will have Stanton leading off. It is still Smith on for Cleveland. So he will start the bottom of the third. And like George was saying earlier, he'll probably pitch this third inning. I don't think he would go any further than that for Cleveland, and they'll have some other options. I think if
Cleveland were to score, if the Yankees don't score this inning and Cleveland scores a run, I think Smith might go an inning in the fourth.
I think he'd have to have a fairly quick inning. Like, he just got two pitches and got Stanton to ground out to short. Like, if he has to labor a little bit here, I don't think he'd pitch another inning. Because once he's gone, I saw one and two thirds. I saw one and a third. You know, I don't think he's really gone more than that.
I looked that up during the break.
At least in the playoffs. We will check that out now. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Rocking with you on a Tuesday night. We got the playoff baseball, the hockey. We got a lot of NFL still to do. Got to talk about some trades. We'll back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159 here with you on the grid. All right, George, so they go to the fourth in the Bronx. Top four, 3-0 Yankees. Me and you were talking about Smith. That was a fairly quick inning he pitched in the bottom of the third, getting Stanton, getting Jazz, and getting Volpe out rather quick fashion. So I would guess, George, that if Cleveland so desired, they probably could go another with him. I did look in the playoffs. He never went more than 1 2/3, which is what he's now done here in this spot now. But 31 pitches, 26 pitches, 25 pitches. What's he at here?
He's only thrown 17 pitches. He's only thrown 17. During the regular season, the most he ever threw was two innings. One was on opening day. Another one. These were all earlier in the season. Generally, as the season went on here, they held him to an inning or less than an inning. With that being said, 17 pitches. I think if they score a run, I think he does. If they score a run, if they don't score a run, then you got to move on here. You can't blow them for game for 3, 4, 5, whatever it might be here. But I think if they score a run, they're going to want to keep the Yankees, because they're not going to want to lose that momentum. They score a run, then the Yankees score a run. I did want Smith to knock that down.
Remember, they did show they have the lefty warming up in the pen because you have Rizzo and Verdugo coming up. So that might I agree. Those are not exactly guys that you need to match up lefties for. I think anyone can get those two guys out. But he did have the lefty Heron warming up out there.
It would make sense.
To possibly bring him in. Because you got to say, then you have, yes, Torres, but then Soto as well.
Three
out of four hitters from the left side.
Weird how the Yankees would make that lineup, by the way. Why would they do that? Why wouldn't you put Volpe in between Rizzo and Verdugo?
They love Volpe for whatever reason. They think they love him, George.
Of course they do, because Cashman played him up.
Right.
Volpe is an average ball player. That's all he is. He's an average ball player. He's nothing special.
He's nothing special. I don't disagree with you, by the way. Did they? How about that? 2-0.
When I say he's nothing special and an average ball player, that's not an insult. Most ball players are average ball players. It's what you are.
Sometimes, George, you know this, when these guys get called up, man, Naylor hit another rocket off of him, but it was one hopper to Soto. So a couple singles for Naylor. He has hit the ball hard off of Cole both times up. Unfortunately for him, both singles. He needs to put those in the short porch in right field when he gets a hard hit ball like that coming through. So leadoff man on for Cleveland in the top half of the fourth inning. One of those Columbus goals, George, by the way, was scored by Monahan. And you know the story with him. Goudreau's best friend went to Columbus just to play with Johnny. Very emotional. Pointed up at the banner that they put up for him. So quite a scene there for the Blue Jackets as they are now 2-2. I believe they're going 1 minute left in the second period in that game. And wild game in Nashville. Now 3-2 at the end of the first period. Live total of 9.5, Kraken and Predators. That's the wild game of the night that you have going on there, George.
Yeah, probably not what we expected, right? Nashville, it's Soros. You don't think they're going to be giving up goals here, yet they've given up three. Bjorkstrand, Evans, and Tanev. And Novak and McCarron scored. No Stamkos yet, or Marchessault either here. I didn't bet this game, so I guess I'm not concerned about that. But I'm glad I didn't, because there's no way I would have taken the over.
Wouldn't have taken the over. No, probably
great,
not.
More great defense by the Yankees.
Uh-oh. What do you got for me?
I don't know if it would have mattered anyway, but Chizzo and Volpe screwed that one up. Chizzo was dressed like it's 20 below zero, by the way.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think you're right. I don't know if they would have got him anyway. I think Thomas probably beats that out, even if that's fielded clean. Now, I obviously would have liked to have seen that, give him more than what you saw out there, but I think that would have been a tough play no matter what.
Yeah, I don't think they get him either.
So Cleveland now here, George, over the last couple innings, having some of the same problems we've talked about with the Yankees. They've put some guys on base here, and they have not been able to get that big blow to finally crack through and score some runs off of Cole. So difference this time as opposed to last inning is you have the bottom of the Guardian lineup coming up and not the top with the very dangerous hitters. You have the bottom man with this Will Brennan who comes up here with two on and nobody out for Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland, this is key. I know, of course it's key, but you have first and second, nobody out. You didn't score last inning. If you want to keep Smith in there for another inning, keep the Yankees at bay, you can't keep blowing these chances. Once again, it's 3-0. It's not 7-0. You don't need to put up six runs this inning. Productive outs. Chip away at the lead here. Score a run. Score a run or two. You know the Yankees aren't going to score a lot. They haven't this whole postseason. You know, so you just got to be thinking like that in my mind. And listen, there's nothing happened with that out here, but you got the runners over. It's as good as a bunt, I guess you could say here. But this is a way to chip at the lead now. Get a productive out and make the score at least 3-1.
Yeah, a little dribbler to second base for Brennan, and Torres tosses it over to get the out. So second and third. And remember, you've got the one thing about a fly ball here is, George, you've got probably the slowest guy on the field at third base right now, which is Naylor.
You do.
Naylor's probably the slowest.
He's going to be the slowest guy on the team, I imagine. I'd be surprised if it's not. He's the guy, by the way.
This is not the same Naylor, George, as a couple years ago that was flying around the bases against them in the playoffs. He's probably double the size from that guy from 2 years
ago. He's eating good. All right, so
He's a big dude, man. They showed some shots of him in the clubhouse when they were celebrating after beating Detroit the other day. Big boy. Got big. He's got big arms, not the way Stanton does, if you know what I mean. Stanton's been walking around with that tank top at the post-game pressers. So we'll see what Cole could do with Jimenez here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on the grid, Mike Carver with you, sans Joe. Joe out on assignment, so George Kurtz, of course, is with us. We're watching Yanks and Guardians. We've got a lot of hockey. We're going to, top of the next hour, we'll start to get into a massive football day in terms of trades. Trade deadline's not for 3 weeks. You would have thought it was today with some of the stuff that was going on. Bases loaded for Cleveland here, George. Very interesting moment in this game. Cole has not been sharp, particularly the last couple of innings. Throwing a lot of balls. He walked. Who is that on first, George, that he walked to load the bases here? Yes. That was Jimenez. So Naylor, the other Naylor, Bo, was due up, the catcher. Vogt hits him for Fry, who, as we know, has had big moments in the playoffs here so far for them. Had the huge homer against Detroit. And he swings at the first pitch after Cole hadn't thrown a strike in two batters. He swings at the first pitch and pops it up to third base. Gives the Yanks a free out. So now bases loaded, two outs with this Rocchio up, and he's got him one and two, and I'm sure you've already seen what he's – or he probably threw him another ball, right? Two and two now to Rocchio?
No, it's still 1-2, if that makes you feel better there. But okay. One thing that's that bad is the first time I've seen him throw that curveball for strikes. He's throwing a couple of strikes now with the curveball, so maybe he's finally getting a feel for it because it's been a problem here. Rocchio keeps fouling on pitches, by the way, so that's where we're at in this at bat. He's still 1-2 here.
He's a pain, man. He's a nine hitter, but he's like that prototypical nine hitter gnat in the playoffs that you sometimes run into, and you just like the guy hits, you know, it doesn't do anything spectacular during the regular season, and suddenly he's having some of the key biggest at bats in the playoffs. It seems to always find those guys, and Rocchio is a real pain to deal with, and he is fouling off tons of pitches here. And the Yanks escape
nothing.
They can escape another jam here.
He's playing with fire, though, and he's probably only going to go five innings at max. He's already up to about 70 pitches.
Yeah. That's something else to think, yeah. But you know what? Boone loves to get to that bullpen, George. He loves to get to that bullpen. Loves to mix and match.
Well, pitching well right now.
But here's the other thing. He got more out of Rodon last night than he could have ever expected. So that's the one thing he does have going for him. So he's got some extra arms tonight because he didn't have to dip into the pen early.
Got a day off tomorrow so they can extend some people if he wants. So that helps him. Weaver's pitched, I think, in every game, by the way. So that's an issue.
Unless Cole – well, that's why also, George, adding on here and getting this to – 5-6, and not having to use him tonight. That would be the best thing that ever could happen. But it's still, he's going to need, I think you're right, it's 5 innings for Cole tonight. This is a 5-inning Cole night, and he might
70.
Battle through the 5 innings. But, ooh, he got him? Look at George giving a big.
Umpire may have given one there, but he got him. I said, that might be a break. I can see that pitch again here.
That was an awful call. That ball was high and outside, it looked. Maybe caught the corner, but I thought still high. Even if it caught some plate, it was high. That's a tough call. But Cole, hey, grinded through those last two innings. Grinded through them.
He's at 71. He's going to face the top of the order again next inning, which the Yankees are going to be a little bit nervous about, going three times through the game with Cole, three times through the order. They're not going to love that.
He's one guy that's probably a little different with that rule than others, but still, I think you're right. I think it's five.
They have no choice. They can't pull him now. He's got to go.
He's not. Oh, he's absolutely pitching. I'm thinking, George, if he has a quick inning, like the one we saw Smith throw last inning for Cleveland, something stress-free, I think then he's got a sixth. He'll get the sixth. Then if he has another inning where he's got two guys, three guys on base, and it's a struggle to get out of, maybe give them, he's going to be done after five innings tonight, that's for sure. All right, we'll come back. Out number two, we're still going to be watching the Yankee game. We're still going to be looking at the hockey, but let's get into some massive trades in the NFL. A couple of wide receivers with new homes. Strangely, from both the teams that played one of the most ridiculous games I've ever watched in my life on Monday night between the Bills and the Jets. So we will talk about all of that when we come back. Carver and Lisi, George in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.